Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we're going to talk about the last week of the show, but before we do, make sure you check out our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.com and check us out on Twitter at Diva of Dole. We're also on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we're also on iTunes. And also make sure to check out us out on Blog Talk Radio, listen to our interviews, all the shows are all archived. And there's a lot of some good ones if you go way back when we first started. It's all fun to listen to. So I'm Mary Ann, and I'm at Mama_Hooch. Carrie Diva couldn't make it tonight, but I have Anna with me.
Hello.
Hi. And you're at? Cozy.
At Cozy Hooch.
Cozy Hooch, yeah. We still got the hooch in our names, huh?
Yes, no relation, but we're Hoochies, except for we're part of the Hoochie family.
Yeah, we're still around. So.
That's right.
We're older,
but Hoochier.
We're just going to have a short show tonight because we both have got things going on and worked all day, and so we might wrap it up a little early. Before we start on the for the week, I didn't know if wanted to talk about Deidre Hall getting her star
on the
Walk of Fame.
Very cool.
So
and two of our favorites were right there along with her. Two or three of our favorites.
Uh-huh. Yes. And, Teo Pangler. Oh, there was a lot there. Teo was there and Lauren Coslow. And, it's actually on
Christian
YouTube.
There?
Christian there.
Oh, cool.
And, Galen Gehring. I mean, I watched the whole.
Oh,
it was
great.
It was actually they streamed it live. I didn't get to watch it live because
I
was working, but it's out there on YouTube. You can watch the whole hour of it.
Wonderful! How do you find it?
Probably just Deidre Hall Walk of Fame or whatever. I'm thinking you could go.
Oh, it's not on somebody's channel. I mean, it's just
I don't know if it's on YouTube or it might have been on. There might even be a site Walk of Fame. Too on Facebook.
Cool.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure somebody has
that
out there.
They have a website or something.
That's where it was being streamed live.
Okay.
But
cool.
I'm sure if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. But it was really good. And there was a lot of. I know.
Congrats to Deidre.
Yeah, 40 years because I think
Hall.
She came
that's
on.
Awesome. Wow.
I think she came on in 76, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had Wayne Northrop was there and John Delancey. Chandler Massey. Some of them came back.
My.
And some people were there.
Oh,
and then there were some people
so cool.
that were missing. Now, it could be because I think some that they were filming that day. In fact, I know Teo was filming that day, and I believe Lauren was too. In fact, I think they had to go back. They were filming it a little bit in the morning, and then they went to the thing, and then they had to go back and film later on that day. So, I'm surprised. I thought maybe Allison Sweeney would come back for it, but I know she probably has a lot going on. But it was nice to see. And then she had her picture taken with a lot of great pictures out there. Greg Meng put a lot of great pictures out on his Facebook page. Teo's put pictures out. Stephen Nichols. A lot of people have put really good pictures out there. So
I think Lauren was taking some too. Lauren Coslow was taking some.
Yeah. In fact, there's a picture of Teo taking a picture with his iPad, which is really cute. He has this wonderful smile on his face. And I'm telling you what, Anna, the man, oh, my God, he is just looking so fine. There's a picture.
Us,
oh, my God. I swear
he's
to him.
Still got
I swear.
It going
he's got, I swear he's gotten better looking from the last time I saw him in November. He even looks better, but if that's possible. But
I don't know if that's
there's
possible.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible to get any more gorgeous than he already is. But there's a picture of him with him and Greg Mang, and it's the clothes. He has on this suit that's just, and he just wears it so well. Actually, Greg Mang looking. I mean, they look like they just stepped out of GQ magazine, you know, just out of some.
Ooh, wow.
You know.
Nice.
Yeah, they look really good. Yeah, so you have to check some. And Lauren looks,
that's
I mean,
really
they all,
cool.
Everybody, of course, they're all beautiful people anyway. So, what,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
They all look so good.
Hey, Dave
and,
has gotten some really cool PR lately with, you know, last year with the tours and the,
lot,
you know,
right,
everything.
And
I mean, looks great.
And
oh,
the,
that's
you
so
know, the
great.
Emmys.
So the whole show
and
for Deidre. What an accomplishment.
And this for Deidre,
you know?
Because that's a big thing that, you know,
wow.
A star in the
that
Walk of Fame, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, it is.
Being on the show for, I mean, I know it wasn't 40 years, but all together 40
yeah.
years.
yeah.
Over a 40 year period, most of those.
Yeah, from
years.
The time she
that's
started.
Amazing.
And her sister, there, her twin sister was there,
oh,
and her brother.
Cool.
And her
oh,
kid, her two
go back
sons.
To the Salem, was it Salem Strangler? I can't remember. Was it the one that I always forget which stalker story?
I think
it was
the
was
Salem Kill. I don't know.
The Strangler?
It was the very first
one. I don't know.
One. Strangler.
It was the very first one.
Yeah, because
one.
The
yeah. Last,
I think it was the Strangler. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Jake Kosnicek, right? Chris's,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That ended
yes.
up being the killer. Yes.
Yes.
And so what else was, and there was a really nice introduction by Susan Seaforth Hayes, who, she is a hoot. She's just, and she gave a really
she
nice introduction speech
oh,
to, for Deidre. That was really nice. And then Deidre had a really nice, you know, accepted speech. And she talked
oh,
about,
okay.
she even, because she had done, I think she had written books or she'd done a, well, she had done a movie about her struggles with fertility and everything.
Oh,
and her
yeah.
two sons. So yeah, she talked a little bit about that and just different things over the years, and it was nice to see. And then they took pictures of her on the wall, you know, unveiling the star, and all everybody took pictures with her. So it was fun to see.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Very
so,
cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what was going on this week. So and now to the show. You said you watched some of it. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's
did you want to
through Wednesday?
Well, so who should we start with first?
Let's see.
Or who should,
I mean, well, the
which
part
story
I got
should
to
we
see
start?
Of Kate. Well, the part
mm-hmm.
I got to see of Kate
start
was
with Kate.
Wednesday. I didn't get to see Thursday. I think she made an appearance on Friday, maybe too. But I just got to see Wednesday.
Yeah, she was Friday.
Where she proposes to
yeah.
Deimos and says we should go to Vegas. And, you know, she's
mm-hmm.
definitely testing him and everything. And then, of course, Nicole comes in at one point, like, oh,
they're
there's only two glasses. Get me a glass, too. You know, they're
yeah.
all, yeah. And, I mean, I don't know some of the behind the, you know, some of the behind the scenes machinations because I haven't watched it continuously for a while. But
mm-hmm.
it's been, my attendance has been a little bit choppy lately. But anyway, but, you know, she clearly, I mean, didn't he do like a spew? Like he almost did a spit take, you know, when she said,
right.
I think we should elope to Vegas or whatever. But anyway, so he, at the end of the episode, at least Wednesday's episode, he quote unquote accepted her proposal. Now, I don't know what happened on Thursday or Friday, but, I mean, clearly she's testing him. And I loved her line about how, she said, she's like, well, after all of your marriages and basically divorces and all the stuff in your life, why are you so eager to get married again? And she says, well, those previous marriages were I married for money, but now I'm marrying for love. I loved that.
Oh, okay.
That so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what she's
Kate.
Marrying for? She's marrying for Yeah, she's marrying for money, and she's marrying for the
and
sex
lust,
too.
Maybe.
She's marrying for that hunk
say,
of man there
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the lust. Yes, I was gonna say.
Yeah, the
she's
love
marrying
of,
for
yeah.
lust and for money. Yeah.
Lust and
but
for
that,
money.
I thought that was pretty
she
funny.
She wants that curiosity
so
money. Yeah.
And then when Nicole
yeah.
came in, and of course Nicole is playing. He since she knows
playing
that she looks just like
yeah.
Helene or whatever her name is.
Right.
She's playing Deimos to try to infiltrate his
right.
operations and everything. And so Kate's
right.
standing behind Deimos when Nicole's going on about her.
She knows Nicole's up to something.
I love Lauren's eye rolls, the Kate eye rolls. You know, just watching her, it was more entertaining than watching the two of, you know, Nicole and Deimos. Just watching Kate's reactions, like, oh, brother, you know. Because Nicole had stormed in and was like, oh, Deimos, I wanted you to look at I wanted you to translate this fabric. There's some Greek, Greek wording on it or whatever,
yeah.
And it was some BS. But anyway, Kate's in the back with her olive and her martini, like rolling her eyes. But anyway, so I don't know what happened with them later in the week because I just saw that part.
Well, later in the week, of course, Nicole is come over and she told Dario to keep Kate, or Kate had left, because Kate had left, and somehow she ran into, they had both left and or whatever, and then Nicole was going back, and Kate was there, and she told Dario to keep Kate busy to distract her, because Nicole was going over to Deimos, you know, to try to seduce him, more or less, you know. So what she did is happened to be raining. This was a rainy, Friday was a rain day. It was rainy.
Oh.
And so she purposely stood in the rain to get all wet. And then she runs up to the door like, oh, you know, and she knocks on the door like, oh, you know, didn't have an umbrella,
Nicole,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's all wet. Yeah, Nicole. And she walks in. Of course, she has to change her wet clothes. So she goes up to the bedroom and she gets one of Kate's robes and comes down. And I don't know if you've seen it, that Deimos now plays the piano, and he's been playing the piano lately.
No.
I don't know if
Vincent
actually plays, because it looks like he's playing.
Interesting.
So I'm thinking maybe he's a good piano. Maybe he's good. That's a good question. I don't have to, look that up. So so he was playing the piano, and she asked him to play for him, and she's standing there with their drinks, you know, and all of us, of course. You know, she sees the scar on his chest that Victor, and she asked him, how did you get that? And she said, did Victor do that? And more or less, he, you know, tells her every, you know, and she starts, and she kisses the scar, you know, and they start making out on the piano. So like up against the piano, and it's like, yeah. So Kate hasn't walked in on that yet, but Dario's trying to stall her, you know, talking to Kate, because Kate said she has to get back to pack, because she's staying at the mansion, so she has to go on this business trip, and she's, you know, so she hasn't walked in on that yet.
Oh, I thought she has to go to Vegas to marry Deimos.
I guess that's what they're, yeah, but in the meantime, Nicole is trying to get with Deimos. Yeah, because she knows. Well, then again, Victor and Justin have this other, have a plan too, and she's pissed off at, you know, she's,
yeah,
she says,
yeah,
she's going to
mad
piss herself.
She's like, you guys don't have the faith in me. I'm in this deep, you know, let me do my plan, you know, and Justin is going, huh? You know, but
and Victor listening to that. So that's where they are. That's kind of where we are with that.
Well, and
story
I heard,
there.
Speaking of Kate and Dario, I saw Diva Carey's tweet, Diva Abdul, tweet about how Kate has chemistry with everyone. She even has chemistry with Dario. Too bad she can't go for the Hernandez trifecta or whatever. And I thought, ooh,
well,
that
that's what I
attention.
Was thinking. Actually, I thought I was thinking the same thing, because Eduardo saw them there talking and walked over. Of course, Dario gets all snippy with them, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You had the father, you had the son, one, the oldest son. Now you can go. Oh, we know our
she
Kate.
Hasn't,
come
she
on.
Hasn't actually
she has
had,
to go
hasn't,
for every man in the every man in the family.
She hasn't had
right?
the father technically yet, has she?
But no, she hasn't, I guess.
No, I mean.
I don't
think
they ever slept together.
No, I don't
Not
think
that
they
you didn't
either,
want to, but yeah.
Right.
No, they didn't go that far.
I
don't
gotcha.
Know how that kind of like. They kind of didn't go to, they didn't extend that story like
maybe
they should have. It kind of was flirted with, but they never went there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she
Dario,
definitely did
Dario's
with Ray.
Nice
yeah.
I sure like
oh, yeah.
the
Dario,
cast of the Dario.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's hot.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Much better recast of Dario. Yes. Uh-huh. Now, what they'll do with him, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like a, you know, he's kind of in on with Summer, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. I know that whole summer thing can, like, you know, him, her and Victor are arguing, and Victor's telling Maggie he wants just to go away to Greece and, you know, just move it. Let's move from Salem. Let's go away from Salem. And no, she doesn't want to go. You know, home is wherever he is. It doesn't matter where they are. You know, all that.
They're
kind of cute together. Yeah, they're cute together. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen with Summer. They're just dragging that one out. That this is just the Summer storyline is this year's, you know, elephant, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
The elephant story. Yeah. Like we want to get rid of
So she's doing things like asking Maggie for information about her father. And Maggie's
Maggie.
Know his last name. His first name's Noah.
Did you see how she kind of got upset? Like, I think Maggie knows more than what she's telling. You know, because she gets so upset about that. You know, but she swears that she doesn't, you know, she doesn't know his last name. He was just a farmhand that came on the,
Like she
didn't know.
She protested
like,
too much.
I did. I think
she's
so
protesting
too. Whether
too
that's
much,
gonna go anywhere or not,
yeah,
I don't
whether
know.
Whether we care if that goes anywhere or not, yeah.
Yeah, we don't care. No. But she's getting around in her wheelchair. You know, they have her in a motorized wheelchair.
It's like, hey, Summer, why don't you go look up all the Noahs in the country and get back with us earlier?
Yeah.
Really. Well, I'm sure one of your favorite parts was the beginning of the week when Andre and Aiden had
that was
their
the
scenes.
Yeah, that was way back Monday. I should have went back and rewatched it. But, yeah, that was very good. They played the little – did you? You can help me out. Cat and Mouse, they were playing him and Aiden.
Yeah, well, basically, from what I recall, Aiden went
they made
met,
a deal.
Oh, yeah. And, the way that Teo, Teo played Andre and the way that Andre, that sparkle, that evil sparkle in his eye,
That wicked grin he has. I know.
Oh, he's
making the deal
so
with
bad.
Aiden.
Uh-huh.
Like he was saying,
so basically, from what
like,
I gather,
I know nothing. That was all my father. I had nothing to do with it.
He's like, so I guess the deal is that, you know, Aiden's like, why did you guys keep me there for all those months and all? Well,
right.
I mean, obviously, Andre, well, I don't even know, like, when all that happened. Stefano was still alive at that point, I guess. So maybe,
then Stefano died. That's what he said, all this, and then he got arrested. No, Andre got arrested while Aiden was in jail. I mean, Stefano got killed, then Andre got arrested. And he says, well, why did you even keep me alive? Something about if our plan. There were some kind of parts of that was still kind of sketchy to me. But they made the deal. The deal, Will, where he will vow, like, will Hope believe. See, here's the thing. I think Aiden is telling Hope that
a lie. Well, Aiden's lying to her in a way.
Aiden's lying in a way.
He's saying he got kidnapped
right after the proposal.
Right after the proposal. And he really left.
He really almost
and got caught.
Because they because it shows Andre coming in right that night on the wedding night where and Andre says that he would vouch for Aiden. Yeah. Andre will vouch and say yes, it was like, you know, he couldn't go through with it. It was the night of the proposal. If Aiden will back off about it. I mean, and then Andre will back off and not testify against Hope. But that's what he's saying.
Okay,
don't believe he'll do that. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, Aiden, I will make sure Hope understands that, I did this. But here's the thing. Isn't Andre putting himself in trouble if he admits that he tried to kill Hope? He could go back into jail for that. This is what I don't understand. That's how he made that deal, saying, okay, well, we'll, because Aiden doesn't want Hope to get into trouble, but so it's kind of
but Andre and Rafe, Andre and Rafe were the only ones that know that Hope did it, right?
That Hope did it? Andre and Rafe, yes.
Yeah.
It
seems like
Roman knows. Roman knows. He's helping. That's the thing we were all upset about. He's helping to cover that up, and I don't think anybody else knows.
As far as anybody else knows, I mean, nobody's going to dime her out so far. So, you know, because they all feel like Stefano should have been dead a long time ago. So they're not going to dime her out. So basically, that doesn't seem like that big of a problem. And so Andre... Mm-hmm. Andre probably wants out so he can work on proving that Kate, that Hope did it.
Oh, yeah,
wants
he still
Hope
wants
to
go after Hope, but he's letting Aiden think,
he's
oh, well,
Aiden
you know.
Think, you know. And he wants Aiden to represent him and get somebody, have him get an attorney to front for him. He does the work behind the scenes and pays an attorney to, like, just act like he's doing something so they don't know it's Aiden behind him. And so basically, in exchange for Andre keeping the secret that Aiden almost went through with it, it seems to me, that's the leverage right there.
That's
that
the leverage. That's the only thing I can
see, of, you know,
see
yeah,
too.
That he will keep that secret if he works on getting him out. So what Aiden has to do to get him out, I don't know, because we know who really killed Stefano. So it's like, how do you not dime out Hope to get throw Hope under the bus to get Andre out? So I don't know.
I know. This will be. We just want him out of jail. I just want him out of this, you know, get him out of those prison garb
and then,
get him back in
and
his Armani.
And what didn't he say something? Well, I can't remember Aiden's exact line, but it was something like they'd be more willing to believe that than you were a saint or something, that you'd were headed for sainthood or something. He's like, oh,
sainthood,
Saint
yes,
Andre, like the sound of that or something. And the way he
yeah,
looked,
like
I was
Saint
like,
Andre.
So I tweeted today, Saint Andre. I like the sound of that or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was Teo just
but
was
he, they're only been.
The way,
he,
Teo was
I know,
just that, delicious the way he delivered the lines, and I really love the way Daniel Cosgrove is doing too. I mean, he's doing a great job too.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see when he gets out of jail and goes up against everybody, and you know how this is all going to, you know, because there's a lot of big stuff coming up, a lot of good stuff. So should be good because I know they're working a lot, you know. Mateo is working a lot, so there's a lot coming up. Ugh. So,
so you mean we won't have to like hang on to the with Teo working a lot, and hopefully Lauren and some of our other favorites that are working a lot, hopefully coming up, that we won't have to hang on the every word of the teen commune storyline.
Oh, the teen. Oh no! Yes, we need Kate and Andre to liven things up a little bit. But show them how it's really done.
So.
They need to get. Steve needs to find Joey and bring him home like really quick.
Yes. ASAP.
Yeah. Yes.
Like stat.
And the virus storyline's wrapping up too. That was kind of stupid
Thank
too.
Goodness.
That. Yeah, that was nice. And that all goes back to John's father, which was another stupid story.
Oh.
But I think they're still going to have Paul have these effects, that some of this brainwashing is still – I kind of have a feeling Paul might have this dark side because that's where the virus came from, was John's father, what he did to inject him with
and
Paul
his
spread
grandson,
the virus.
Right? I mean,
that's
I
his
mean
grandson,
Paul's
yeah.
his grandson, so – Ew.
Well, he's dead
Freaky.
Now too. Well, supposedly.
Well, but what I'm saying
storyline
is,
too.
I missed a lot of that one. But if that's his grandfather, then you're right. It could bring out a darker side in the fact that his grandfather's that way, and
And then whatever
he did to him
when he was brainwashing him or whatever. There's going to be a lasting effect, I have a feeling.
So what was the whole deal, the big picture on that? Because I missed a lot of those episodes. So is the big picture that John and Eduardo were both sent to that school to learn to be were they taught to be like sharpshooters, assassins for the government,
assassins.
For the U.S., for
I don't
good
know.
Or
I think,
for evil?
No,
or what?
For bad.
I mean,
for bad.
Oh, for bad?
For
okay.
bad. Yeah, I think. I thought that the father maybe was involved in all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I think the father and Deimos, John's father and Deimos, were the ones kind of behind getting that serum.
Oh, that's so weird. How would they
even
have connected? That's so weird.
I don't know. They didn't really tell that story. Either that or I just didn't pick it up right. You know, sometimes I listen.
Yeah.
some of that stuff is just so, and I think they change stuff. I don't know how they change
it. I think
it,
so too. Yeah.
But I think they're still filming like way ahead. So I don't know. It seems to
me. I was wondering, when are they, I mean, I know they've cut some scenes because we know for sure that they have. Because there have been things that are in the spoilers that don't even show up and stuff. So we know that.
Yeah.
Why aren't they cutting some of the things like the teen story and stuff like that, the on the road?
Right.
It's like, but, I mean, there's a lot of, in some of the summer stuff. I mean, they could cut some of that, but oh, well. I've enjoyed some of what I've been watching and other parts of it. I'm kind of like, oof. I mean, look at Lucas is non-existent now. Adrian, we never see her. I'm so bummed that Ryan's not on. He's disappeared, which really sucks.
I think now he might be on starting next week is when Jen goes through hits rock bottom with her addiction, and I think he might be on because it says Lucas, Doug, and Julie are there to help her.
Oh, good.
And then that's when Jack comes. Matthew Ashford is supposed to be on, I think, starting Monday. We'll see ya.
Oh, Matthew, this week? Oh, awesome.
This week.
I saw that they were on the cover of Soap Opera Digest.
Yeah.
I saw Jen, Jen and Matt Ashford. Matt Ashford and Missy Reeves. That's cool.
So,
well, and then,
that'll be, be in her dream.
Was Abigail's last appearance when she came to Chad in that like dream or whatever, was that her last? Was that Kate Manson's
I'm
last?
I'm thinking she's just appearance? She should be just about done. Yeah,
oh,
I think she's
sad.
Done.
I mean, I like the way they revisited the whole mental illness thing in the family. That was great.
Uh-huh.
But that's so sad. Ugh.
But Abigail will be back. It just won't be.
Yeah.
Kate Manson.
And in the meantime,
when
he's
that'll happen,
start getting close to Sierra, which. Oh,
oh well, we had that on Friday. The rainy Friday, nobody could sleep on Friday. It was a rainy night, and everybody was out and about. Chad couldn't sleep. Tierra couldn't sleep. You know, just showed everybody, like, just couldn't sleep. And
must never get
Stefano.
Rain there.
Yeah. Joe Mascola was actually back on in a dream
cool.
to Chad, you know, talking about, you know, Abigail. And then Sierra came in and said that she was having these dreams, and then it showed her waking up, and she was kissing Chad, and I don't know. I don't know if they're really going to go there,
she's
though.
She's got to spill
they
coffee
might
on
really
it first, because you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, they say she continues to fantasize about him, and they grow, and I don't know if they'll grow closer or not.
I mean, what red-blooded American
would.
Girl wouldn't? I mean, what red-blooded American girl wouldn't at that age? But
At that age, they do now.
Age,
so.
At other age, any other age, our age.
Yeah, even the old ladies.
Yes.
So,
let's see.
He does have beautiful
and then,
eyes.
Those scenes where Aiden ran into Sierra were, you know, where she was, like, he was trying
to
figure out. He's like,
he can't believe his son did it. Maybe he
just didn't understand. Of course, he doesn't realize that Andre planted that seed with him, like, basically, like, I'm not saying he didn't, that he caused it, but he definitely.
Oh, he planted the
seed. Almost brainwashed the kid into doing it because he knew, you know, that that would really hurt Hope and everything.
And he knew because the kid was in a vulnerable spot, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
He was. He questioned it because he questions himself if he's like his dad.
I really liked him. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, of course, you know.
Yeah. So I thought those scenes were good because he kept trying to say, well, maybe he didn't mean it or maybe you misunderstood. And I'm glad that she stood her ground. It was like, no, he raped me. You know. Mm-hmm.
She said, I said no and told me and he held me down.
It was awful. And then the scenes with, I mean, honestly, no offense, but Brandon Beamer just has no chemistry with anybody, not even his mom on the show. I don't know. They had scenes with him and Hope.
Well, I was never a Brandon Beamer fan
Sean
at all.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, you know, well, maybe the second time around would be different. I think he's already on his way out or gone. But
I'm sure that's how they're getting rid of both of them. They're just going to leave together.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess
they're getting rid of both of them.
I I'd
like them to
Martha Madison. But,
I would have liked them to keep Martha Madison and get rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Martha Madison.
I agree.
And I like her with Philip. I like her with this Philip. I like this guy as Philip, actually.
It's been so long since I've seen an episode of Philip in it. I don't. I haven't seen him, scenes with him in
weeks.
Yeah,
he was on
Friday.
Know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But doesn't
but,
he,
yeah,
doesn't
but they're
kiss one of them? Didn't
clear.
She kiss one of them?
Who?
I thought they were getting divorced. I thought Sean and Bella were getting divorced.
They were, and then she's been sleeping with Philip, and she's been with Philip. She wanted to marry Philip,
uh-huh.
but Philip told her no because
right.
she doesn't know who she wants. You know,
oh.
he believes that
uh-huh.
she still is still in love with Sean. And
oh,
now this
okay.
whole problem with Claire doing this, the dam, of course, they're going to be going to trial, going to before a judge, her and Sierra, about doing the judge's
oh,
car,
yeah.
remember, with the whole thing.
Yes.
So they're
uh-huh.
kind of standing their ground with Claire and united with Claire. So
uh-huh.
They're kind of bringing them a little closer, and they're going to end up sleeping this week together,
Sean
and Bill.
Oh, okay.
They're back. So I have a feeling that's how they're going to go. They're going to get back together and leave the show. So
yeah, I guess
back.
So.
I guess if Claire,
are they gonna
will,
leave?
Claire will stay here.
Claire will stay.
Unless
yeah.
Claire's leaving.
Claire's gonna,
Claire will probably
Claire's
stay.
Because haven't
in
they said Claire's going to move in with Sierra? So.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, there's no chemistry between Martha Madison and Brenda Beamer. Not those two.
I know. It's a shame. And
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't
I,
before
yeah.
either. There really
yeah.
wasn't before either. So
well, see,
it's a shame.
I'm sorry. Jason Cook and Kristen Storms are the real Sean and Bell for me.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
have been it, but Martha
well,
Madison's a close second.
I
mean,
she
did take
yeah,
the role
really
over.
I really
like well.
Martha Madison, and I didn't like the way they were writing Dell this time, but I did like
mm-hmm.
I do like Martha Madison.
Oh
and,
yeah, they changed changed Bell
so,
for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know
so,
what's going on. I know you know writing changes all the time too, so you never know. But
well,
I know
once they bring in new writers, you know. So far, everything's
mm-hmm.
going good for our favorites anyway. So
yeah. No, did Andre do anything else this week?
No,
still,
Andre,
he's still
see,
in jail?
They tease us with Andre once a week
uh-huh.
anymore. The last, and he's been off the canvas. He's been off for like since March.
2 months?
It's been like two
yes.
months. Yeah.
Way too long. Free Andre. Free
yeah.
Andre now.
Free Andre. Free Andre now. That's the thing. Hashtag free Andre. I keep putting it up there.
Oh.
We do know. The thing is we know they're going to free him. Just when are they going to get around to it? It's coming up soon,
yeah.
I guess. I'm going to be getting out
uh-huh.
soon.
Good.
So,
yeah.
We're just anxious
so
to see what happens when he does
so
get out.
He's so delightful to watch. I just, that you just like, he and Lauren Kozler are both the same that way. And I feel that way about A. Martinez, too. It's like when you watch them on screen, you're just transfixed. It's just like they're just
right.
so amazing. They're just so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just love the way, like, even with A. Martinez, like, you know, even his scenes with Rafe, which I know you're not a fan of Rafe, but I liked the father-son bonding stuff. But just every
mm-hmm.
scene that Eduardo's in, He the way A. Martinez approaches things is really, really interesting.
Yeah,
I like
Rafe when he plays off Eduardo, when he plays off his mother, too.
Yes.
I like
uh-huh.
Rafe.
Uh-huh.
I like when he calls yeah. her mommy. I just love when Rafe
oh,
calls
I
her
know, it's so cute.
Mommy. It just
it's
seems
so
cute.
Cute
coming from him.
It's
yeah.
so cute. It is. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that
yeah.
a lot. So, JJ wanted Gabby to have the serum or whatever the hell it is before him so that she would make sure she lived for Ariana.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so I guess, is anyone
oh,
actually
JJ,
dying
we knew
we
you were going to live. No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
two models died. Two unknown
yeah,
models.
Yeah, we don't care about those.
Died. So
and
we
a photographer,
you know.
Maybe?
Yeah, so there could have been,
but,
there could have been a few on there that got the virus. Summer
yeah.
could have got the virus.
Yeah. We can
so
give
that's
you a
mean.
List, Days of Our Lives.
Sorry.
Here are NBC
yeah.
Days. Here's the list
yeah.
of people we would like to not recover from the virus.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's, I don't know, anything
yeah.
else? I'm just, I know we both can,
I'm thinking,
I know, I've got
yeah.
it. I'm going to have to go here in a minute.
Yeah,
I
have to go
too.
Because yeah. I said at the beginning of the show we have to call it, we were only going to do about a half an hour. Today or this week. Hopefully
yeah.
next week we can go longer because you
yeah.
have to go and I worked all day and I have to get up early tomorrow and it's one of those I'm sitting here yawning.
We're getting old.
But I did want to do, we do have to get the show on. You know, I do want to get, had to get the show on. So I guess we'll try to do it again next week.
All right. Okay.
Right. Have a good night, everyone.
Shout out to Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka as well.
I'm sorry.
The Hapkas.
Yeah, and follow at Teo Penguins and at Lauren Coslow. Yeah.
All righty.
Okay.
Till next week. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.